If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show, coming to you from Studio B and hitting our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. I'm Chris Agopian, author of Brilliant Frugal Living, syndicated lifestyle columnist, highly caffeinated host of your show, dedicated to slashing your spending, growing your savings to new heights, and demolishing that debt once and for all. And as I always say, if your finances are still a little bit bruised, a little sore from several years of financial one-two punches, as we sit here enjoying, loving this tax cut news, guys, I am happy to say a very much on the upswing, rocketing economy. You're in the right place, and you are not alone. So many people out there loving the new economic news, still paying off for some past sins that had to keep food on the table and the house at a decent temperature. I hear you guys. It's all good. It's all good. Thanks for hanging out. Huge welcome to all of our newest affiliates, all of our newest listeners. My gosh, BizTalk has been going full gangbusters, getting us new stations. We are so thrilled. All of you listening in, who do we have here? Teresa P. listening in from Portland, Oregon. Stephen R. listening in from our flagship station, WCHE, here in Philadelphia. Natalie Z. of Houston. Love your notes, Natalie. And as ever, especially Kathy Tarver and Mitchell Meeks, our super fans listening in from Super Talk, Mississippi, as we head towards, oh my gosh, 90 stations. Coast to coast. Unbelievable. As we sit here in our flagship station here in Philadelphia, saving America's wallets 1 hour at a time. Sitting here, coffee in hand as usual. It's getting cold. Holy crap, is it getting cold here in the Philadelphia area. No doubt the temperature is a little lower than usual in your neck of the woods, too. But it's Christmas time. You know, we just wrapped up another beautiful Christmas. Hope you guys had a fabulous one. We had an amazing one. Family in from all over the place. Just tons of food, tons of fabulousness. It was just a very good Christmas. All good. Tony had a great Christmas. Thumbs up on that. It's all good. And if you're not drinking coffee at the moment, you know that's okay. I'll do enough for both of us because that's just the type of team player I am. Not only that, but hello, got tons of coffee as a gift from all of our wonderful listeners coast to coast. Just fabulous coffee. Our Arizona listeners sending me stuff like Mexican coffee, just wonderful flavors there. Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, the coffee meccas of the planet sending me coffee. I love you guys. You're the best. Hope you all had a fabulous holiday. So we talked last week, and we're going to jump right into this because I am just so psyched for the economy that we're living in right now, guys. And if we think right now at the end of 2017, it's kind of exciting, 2018 is going to be gangbusters. You guys, you know how hard you're working. You know how many hours you're working. You know what your financial goals are. All right. This is the year coming up, 2018. Just, my gosh, less than a couple weeks away where you're going to make this stuff happen. You have never had the planets so in alignment to guarantee your huge leaps forward in financial success. But there are ways that you can make it even better for yourself. There are tools that weren't even in existence a couple years back that you can use to make your financial success all that more of a given, all that more of a guarantee. We're going to be talking about that today. Last week, we talked about various ways to make 2018, just put all of the wonderful tools that are out there to your, you know, to your service and make it work for you. Had phenomenal responses back. I wanted responses back from our listeners of all ages, of all, you know, everywhere across the country, of every earning level, of every investment level. I want to hear from the retirees what worked best for them. I want to hear from the 20-somethings. What are you hearing as to what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing? And everyone in between, what are you guys thinking about the real estate market at this point? What are you guys thinking about maybe switching up jobs? In the last couple of years have not been kind to the job market. market. You know, the plentiful, high-paying jobs, not there as much as we'd want them to be. The unemployment rate's been very, very low, but that's kind of a dodgy number. And now we're coming up with some better-paying jobs, courtesy of 2017. Love them or hate them, Trump's putting all the right things in play to make it work best for you and your personal household economy. And here's the tools we're going to do to absolutely jet fuel, to borrow that phrase, jet fuel you to your financial dreams. I don't care how lofty, I don't care how crazy they sound. Here's where we make them happen. All right. So when we were talking about, oh, this is fantastic stuff. We were talking about the best strategies for turning 2018 into a fantastic year for you financially. And I'm hearing back from people. I'm not going to name names. They asked me not to name the names. But we have had a handful of listeners, okay, including I'm not going to say the names out loud. I'm doing some initials. TM, listening here in Philadelphia. Stuart R., listening from El Paso, Texas, I believe, and so many others who were informed they're going to be receiving a bonus for 2017 and or a possible raise in the spring of 2018, which is fantastic. Is there any better feeling, you guys? Good stuff. You know, financially, from a professional standpoint, there is no better news. It's all good. Here's what I want you to do. If you are in that growing handful of the economy, of the you know, listenership out there that is expecting a better salary next year, or better yet, a nice lump sum bonus this year, or you know you're going to have something switching up in your salary next year where you're going to have more money coming in. So many people are. We just passed this fantastic, phenomenal, drool-worthy tax cut. Do not listen to all of the fluffy crap out there that says the sky is falling. The exact opposite. The sky is falling for liberals. And that's, I don't mind telling you, it's kind of a good thing. The sky is not falling for the rest of us, guys. You're going to have more money in your pocket. You're going to have more control over the money in your pocket. You're going to be the one deciding where your hard-earned money goes. And here's where I want you to put it. Hear me out. For those of you who are going to be getting more money in your household, I realize you've been waiting. I realize you've been hanging out. You've been sticking it to it. You've been absolutely hanging in there, keeping that job, and you've been looking forward to when you get more money in. Hey, we can go out to eat one more time a week. Hey, we can do this. We can, you know, buy a couple extra pair of shoes. We can go on this vacation now. Yes, you can, but I want you to hear me out. Case in point, I just lost 30 pounds over the last 6 months or so. It's going slow as heck. But you know what? 6 months later, I'm 30 pounds down. Do I like dieting? No. Who the hell? I don't mean to swear. Who the heck likes dieting? Nobody does. What we love is the end result. I'm fitting back in clothes I haven't fitted for a while. I feel like I got another 30 pounds to go. It's going to feel even better then. Do I enjoy the process? Heck no. Do I love the result? Oh yeah, baby. I love the result far more than I hate the process. And if you're thinking, oh my God, Chris is telling me to put my money away, out of your mind. I've been working so hard for this money. Yes, you have. How do you want it to repay you? How do you want to feel when the, let's say, 2018 is done? Here's what I want you to do. Stick with me. I know what I'm talking about. Take the raise you're going to get. Take the bonus you're going to get. Plug it immediately into a bank account that's untouchable. You're making the same money as last year. You might even be making more of a raise over last year. If you can, put every bonus you can into that bank account. And in addition, take your raise if you can. Put that into the bank account. By the end of this year, you're not going to enjoy the process. Man, I can't believe Chris is telling me to put this money away. But you're going to love the numbers when you're done. I know what I'm talking about, guys. We are all in the same boat. None of us likes dieting. None of us likes denying ourselves anything. We feel like we're working like crazy people, and we are. We feel like we're spending more time away from our family than we want to, and we are. So we feel like, okay, we get this one-time quick hit. It'll be fabulous. I'm going to spend it on family and friends and show them how much I love them. I get it. Trust me, I get it. What would you love more? These little tiny things you're going to be paying out as you know, a couple of bucks every week? Or at the end of the year, when you've got, name it, 5, 6, 7, 10 grand in the bank, untouchable, waiting to go to either a kid's college account or, better yet, your own retirement? Your kids are great. You know your kids, your grandkids are great. You want to help them out? You want to help them out? Make yourself secure in retirement so you're not tapping into them for help. Okay? We all had our high school career. Some of us went on to further education after that. It didn't kill any of us to pay for our own way through college. I paid halfway. My folks had this great system set up where we could go to college wherever we got in and they would pay half. So we got to pick where we were going to go, knowing that we were going to pay half over the years. And we did. And no one died. It was all fabulous. It's actually a very good personal finance lesson right then and there. All right. And I'm talking here. I want to get to a couple of these solid points people were sending me. as to the things that they did over the last year. Listeners coast to coast sent me stories as to what they did over the last year, 2017, and how it paid off now that we're at the end of 2017. Learn from them. Here we go. Making savings automatic. We just talked about this. We had a handful of readers doing this and putting their money away. And here's the best part. Next story that we have here, I got a minute before the break, 2 minutes before the break. Next one. Natalie Z contacted me saying, talking about taking the credit card debt down to zero. Okay. When was the last time you could say you had a zero balance on your credit cards? Okay. Personally, we can in our house because we're kind of tight that way. A lot of people can't. Natalie Z sent me this note, had over $8,000 of credit card debt on the books in January 2017 and made it a priority to pay it off this year. Okay. As of December 2017, her credit card balance is zero for the first time in 12 years. Very, very impressive. Okay. A zero credit card balance. Who would die to have that? Who would be so? It's just an incredible feeling, you guys. So many hardworking Americans simply assume credit card debt's a permanent way of life. Not true. Imagine opening up your credit card statements and reading a big fat zero. How divine would that be? With that in mind, if you do have large amounts of credit card debt and you too are expecting a decent raise and or bonus in 2018, plug every penny of it into reducing your consumer debt. The long-term financial benefits, massive. Absolutely massive. And not only that, but the emotional, the peace of mind can't be beat. I don't care what your credit card or your debt, maybe you got a car loan, maybe you got an extra loan out on your house, whatever the debt, the amount you pay that you owe to people, imagine having that balance to zero. How phenomenal would that be? That's exactly what I'm talking about. And I want to hear your stories as well. If you have had a financial, fantastic, wonderful success story in 2017, you started in January, you're wrapping it up here, tell me about it. Find me online, brilliantfrugalliving.com. Guys, hang out for a second. We're going to take a quick break, pay a couple of bills. When we get back, more outstanding money-saving, money-generating, money-making tips that are going to put you into the next level where you want to be in 2018. You all stay tuned.
Cheap and small.
Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started. With online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about the best ways to put your hard-earned cash exactly where you need it to be for some huge gains in 2018. Now, I got a bunch of emails from people talking about all the various ways that they made it happen. Very impressive stuff. And it's all, you know what I love the most about this is that it's all old school. It's not some brand new, flashy, incredible, oh, you got to invest in this right now, blah, blah, blah. No, that is hugely unappealing to me. You know what works for me? Old school strategies that have been proven generation after generation after generation. It worked for them. It's going to work for us big time. And here's how we put it to work. We talked before the break about taking your credit card debt down to zero. Think about it. I mean, whatever age you are, if you've got parents, if you're blessed with parents still, you know, on the earth, talk to them about their debt levels when they were your age. I guarantee you, you're going to find that it was unbelievably low compared to what we consider normal these days. It is shackling you to a lower level of a lifestyle. Getting rid of that debt, I am telling you right now, it is freeing. It is liberating. You can start that new business. You can start saving for the bigger house. You pay down that credit card debt. The more you owe other people, the more they own you. You don't want anybody to own you. You want to own yourself and your time and your labor and your money. Make it work for you. There's no feeling like it in the world. I, honest to God, from a money management standpoint, it is indescribable. And I want all of you to start experiencing that more next year. Because the emails I've been getting, we've been blessed. We've been on the air now, my gosh, 6 years, pretty close. And it has not been a happy time for most people economically. Tons of other stuff going on in their lives. Kids, weddings, houses, you know, whatever it is, jobs, trying to figure out this, figure out that. It has not been a happy time for people's economy. And it's starting to change big time. And I want you guys to change your mindset. We're thinking now 2018 is going to be a year in which we don't need to quite worry about losing our job so much. You don't need to worry about the price of, you know, fill in the blank, groceries, you know, gas, you know, gasoline or heating your house is not going to surpass your income. Things are going in a fantastic direction. I want you to tweak your mindset to be aware that all of this hard work you've done for the last, name it, the last decade, it's that mindset is going to pay off huge because you're already in a mindset where you're not overspending, you're investing wisely, you're spending smart, you're researching purchases, you are researching purchases big time before you buy anything, and now you can couple it with a 2018 in which the chances are outstanding, you're going to have a lot more money in your pocket. You're going to have a lot more opportunity to maybe go out and get that next higher level, bigger paying job. You certainly have much less of a chance of losing the job you've got right now because the economy's on a tear. It's a beautiful place to be. And I want you with all thrusters go to get you where you want to be far more than ever in 2018. We talked before the break, taking the credit card debt down to zero. Think about your most hairy, ugly, horrible, hate seeing the bill in your mailbox with the credit card on it. All right, maybe it's a car loan. Maybe it's a credit card. Maybe it's a student loan. You're like, holy God, I never thought I'd have a student loan this long in my life. Or maybe it's your kid's student loan that you're helping out with. You get it. Imagine getting an envelope in the mail. The balance is zero. How much would you want to partay if you saw a zero balance on your biggest, hairiest, most annoying bill? That's what I want you to feel. People are sending me texts with pictures of these credit card bills at zero. It is divine. Keep those things coming, guys. 610-844-4913. That's my sell and text. 610-844-4913. Go to my website, brilliantfrugalliving.com. From there, you got my email, you got the text, you got everything. Find me. I love those pictures. Keep them coming. We were talking before about old school. Here is one of the best ways to go old school, and stay with me here. Take your household food spending. If you're living on your own, if you've got a family of six, if you're empty nesters, if you're brand new parents, if you're whatever, singles, college student, whatever you are, you're paying too much for your food. Okay? The average household spends far more than it needs to on food. Everybody's working hard. There isn't a lot of time to devote to cooking. Trust me, I get it. But cutting out just one loud, overpriced, hassled, maybe not the highest quality restaurant meal a week, cutting out just one restaurant meal a week can easily save a hardworking family of four up to $200 a month, if not more. You're saving $200 a month. That's $2,400 a year. All right. Imagine that in $100 bills in your hands at the end of 2018 because you ate one less restaurant meal out a week. Enjoy yourself at restaurants, guys, if you want to. Know that it is your hard-earned money being traded for it. Imagine hanging out with the people you love, or even if you're on your own, you're hanging out with your dog, your cat, you're living on your own right now, single. Enjoy a meal at home with serious cash. That cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching sound, that's your decision-making translating into big money in your pocket. Okay, that's fine. And it doesn't have to be fancy. Trust me. At Casa Hagopian, not fancy. You want to know what my go-to soldier is in my quest for this? My crock pot. Holy crap. If you get yourself a crock pot, just download some easy crock pot recipes. We're talking about amazing meats that cost a lot less than average because they're buy the tougher meats, wherever you buy your meats, buy the tougher meats, put it in a crock pot. It is Four Seasons restaurant quality by the time that crock pot's done with it. I have a hotel and restaurant management degree from Penn State. Did you know that? Tony didn't know that. I've got a hotel and restaurant management degree, and I am still not really pleased with my cooking skills. Okay? My go-to move is a crock pot. I absolutely love it. My family loves it. My husband loves it. And the bills, the food bills, will plummet as a result. You're getting these amazing beef stews and stewed chicken. And my sister, my youngest sister, well, both my sisters, are like crockpot gurus. They are ninjas. They should have special weaponry uniforms when they go to the crockpots because they make this incredible stuff. My sister, Stacy, I have to try this too. She puts these chicken breasts into the crock pot with a bunch of Mexican seasonings. And then after it's cooked for a good amount of time, she puts her blender in there, her mixer. You know, the handheld one, you stick it in there, you go chop it up, and it comes out. I'm literally drooling thinking about this recipe. And it's so easy and it's so cheap. That is what I'm talking about. Get yourself the crock pot, and I guarantee you, whatever your skill level with said crock pot, there will be money in your pocket extra. Thanks to your efforts. And make it simple, guys. Don't go crazy. Do not shame me by, you know, starting fresh out of the gate with these incredible recipes that put me to shame. Because honestly, all I do is pot roasts, and I do a couple of chickens once in a while, and a ton of beef, because I love red meat. I'm such a carnivore, especially now that I'm trying to lose more weight. I got the 30 down, and the red meat has been hugely helpful. Unfortunately, it's also hugely expensive until you get the cheaper cuts of meat, and you put them in the crock pot, and everyone's a winner. Moving on. So we're talking about ways to save easy money. And you know what? I hear all of these personal finance gurus out there, and they've got game. They know what they're talking about. They've got the goods, they've got all the numbers, they've got all the percentage rates, they've got all the past records, all that stuff going on. Kudos to them. I am a big fan, however, of keeping things super simple. We don't have a lot of time to analyze stock markets. We don't have a lot of time to, you know, figure out with a calculator each night how much we're doing with this and this and this. I prefer to keep things very, very simple, and here's what you do. When we're talking about making these savings accounts, you know, permanent, easy, effortless, I want you to take a chunk of your change every week, every paycheck, and put it into this special account. We're jumping around from subject matter to subject matter, but I want this done easy for you because I'm here to tell you we've done it in our household when things were at their tightest and we still upped these small amounts. Make it maybe 2% of your take-home pay. Maybe make it 5%. Dazzle me. Whatever you can manage, start doing that in January. Talk to your bank. It's a five-minute conversation. Tell them what you want to do. You've got money coming in every week, every 2 weeks with your pay. Say you want 5% put into this, air quotes, untouchable account. It's your account. Of course, you can touch it if you want to. But wait till you see what happens to that over the course of the year. God forbid something happens over the summer. Your car dies. Your hot water heater is just no longer of this earth. That's the kind of thing, you tap into it, and you've got far less debt waiting for you as well. We got a break. So sorry, guys. Time's flying. We get back after the break. Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate with your go-to real estate moves for 2018. You all stay tuned.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again.
Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and it is half past the hour. You know what that means? It's Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate segment time with none
mine
other than
too.
Mine three. Here to my right, the fabulous guy known as Dad, with a lot of news. I always thought to myself that the winter was just dormant, quiet, a fraction of the usual market. But this is the time of year you've got sales. I mean, going on constantly in this winter season.
Yeah, this is the busiest I've been all year.
That's amazing.
Now, that's not unheard of. I guess in three or four of the 16 years I've been in the real estate business. December's been my busiest month.
That's fantastic.
December's been my busiest month. So the old saw about how, you know, things really slow down and stop in November, December, January. May as well take your house off the market and put it back on like in March or April. Not true.
Not the case.
True.
And we were talking here, and we've got your local show here in the Philadelphia area. This, of course, is nationwide. But you've been talking about how with the economy just really going from zero to 60 and beyond over the past year, people are realizing they're looking, you know, they're reading the tea leaves and they're looking and realizing that if they act now, it's going to benefit them from the standpoint of an interest rate that they'd be paying. This time next year, it could be, yes, the job market will be that much more solid this time next year. People will be feeling more secure in their finances so much next year. But also the interest rates and the home price rates will also be going up over the next year.
Yep,
so now's the time to buy.
Absolutely. People are getting more and more confidence in the economy, I think. And as that goes on, that's only going to fuel the rate increases and interest rates and the price increases. So let's talk a little bit, first of all, about if anybody has a question about real estate,
yes,
where they can call or text and you give them the number. There,
absolutely,
kid,
guys. Call or text anytime, you guys. Dad has heard all the questions out there, and we love to get the newer and crazier ones. Whatever questions you've got, he's got the answers.
In fact, we give a $10 Starbucks gift card for the craziest question of the week.
That number is 484-574-4088. Call or text anytime.
Okay, 484-574-4088. Okay, so listen, we're going to talk about a couple of things today, Chrissy.
Good stuff.
Number one is some history of how home prices have changed all across our great country in 2017. And four reasons to buy a home this winter. And that's probably going to take up just about all the time. And if we have a little time left over after that, I'll talk about the benefits of hiring the right kind of a real estate
agent. Excellent.
Okay.
Bring it.
So let's take a look at what's been happening to home prices all across the country. Now, this is true almost every place, but there are some places where home prices have not recovered from the steep trough they were in from 2008 to like 2012.
Right.
Most places have recovered back up to the 2008 peak and gone beyond it a little bit, but not all.
Okay.
But the Federal Housing Finance Agency released their latest quarterly home price index about a week ago, and this compares the average home price third quarter 2017 with the average home price third quarter 2016.
Okay.
And Chrissy, home prices were up all across the country by about how much would you guess?
I would guess, just from ear to the ground a bit, maybe about 5% or so.
About 5%. Good guess.
Okay.
But wrong.
Oh, dear.
Okay. But hey, listen, anytime you have a guess or a forecast, you know that it's going to be wrong. You don't know if it's wrong high, wrong low,
there
wrong early, or wrong late. And they were up more in some parts of the country than in others. For example, Georgia, 7.6%, above the national average. So it does vary a lot by state, but the key thing is that in all but five states in our union, home prices were up by 3% or more.
That's good news.
In 2017, third quarter to third quarter. Now, there are regional differences. I guess the lowest increase was probably 1.1% in West Virginia, 1.9% in Mississippi.
Okay.
And the highest was 11.5% in the state of Washington, California 8.4%, Nevada 9.6%. What it does mean is that they probably had a deeper trough that they hit.
Right.
I mean, the speculation in Nevada, for example, was rampant. It was rampant. People were buying 6 and 7 units in a condo development. They'd buy it in they'd sign the contract in January, take possession in March or April, sell it in September or October for a huge profit, and never live there.
And never live there.
And the person who bought it from them probably was another speculator.
Right.
And that was all fueled by the crazy lending rules that we had going at that point in time.
Lordy.
But anyway, home prices are up 6.54% across the country.
Okay. That's pretty good.
A little bit more, a little bit less, depending on where you live. In general, the basic message is we've recovered completely from the 2008 to 2012 price crash. We're on the way up. And if you want to buy a house and get advantage of all these tax breaks and the mostly just the appreciation, now is the time to do it.
Yep.
So we're going to give you 4 reasons to consider buying a home today instead of waiting until the spring market.
Yep.
When you'll have more time, there'll be more houses to choose from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. The biggest reason is that prices are going to continue to rise.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Prices are going to continue to rise. Now, the same people who published this data that we are up by 6.5% third quarter this year to third quarter last year are saying that we're probably going to increase nationally at a rate of about 4.7% over the next year.
That's a good amount. I mean, what's that compared to, like, say, when we were kind of going through the rough part of the market? What was the numbers then? 4.7 seems pretty darn good.
Oh, 4.7 is real good. Now, if by the rough part of the market, you mean 2008 to 2012.
Yeah.
Prices were plummeting.
Yikes. And so we're up now 4.7%. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Last year, third quarter. This year, third quarter, up by 6.5%.
Awesome.
The same report says price is going to increase on average nationally by about 4.7% over the next year.
I bet it's going to be more than that, honestly.
It could well be. You know, we just got the tax legislation passed.
Nice.
Which, despite the protestations of the naysayers, is going to do a lot for the economy and a lot for the amount of money that people get in their wallets.
They're just scared they're going to have to move
paychecks.
They're just scared they're going to have to move out of mom and dad's basement. So they're just kind of getting hyper.
Okay. Mom and dad probably want to reclaim their basement. Good. Good, good, good. Okay.
Good stuff.
But yeah, prices will continue to rise. That's the biggest reason for getting on the home price trend right now. Buying a house, no kidding, folks. It's not as good a deal now as it was a year ago, but it's going to continue to be a good deal for the foreseeable future.
Yep.
You know, prices are expected to rise. No, they'll get back to the average rate of increase in this country, which is about 3.5%. And, you know, if you're buying a house worth $300,000 this year and you wait and the prices go up by 4% next year, you're going to have to lay out $312,000. So
exactly.
That's a $300,000 house.
Yep.
Lay about 5 years on that, and instead of having a house worth $300,000, your house is worth about $360,000,
$370,000. Yep. And you're probably paying a higher interest rate for it as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely will be. But the biggest reason, I think, to get on the home buying bandwagon right now is that prices will continue to rise.
Yep.
I don't see anything that's going to change that. Now, of course, the stability in the United States, my personal expectation is I expect to see it grow and continue to be on a very, very good uptick for the foreseeable future. So, biggest reason to buy that house right now is prices will continue to rise.
Yep.
And if you say, well, it's December now, I'm going to wait till March or April. Well, let's see. April is about a third of the year away, and if prices go up 3% a year, you're a third of the way through it, you're going to pay 1% more.
Yep.
1% more. And I may not sound like much, but the next one that we're going to talk about here is mortgage interest rates are projected to increase.
Yes.
Now, I've been predicting this for 5 years. And finally, people are listening to me.
That's right.
But I do. But there are lots of people who should know what they're talking about. The Mortgage Bankers Association, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, National Association of Realtors, all in unison predicting that interest rates will increase by this time next year.
Okay. I'd listen to them.
And right now, you can get a 30-year zero-point loan for about 4%, which is almost free money.
It really is.
My God. It's almost free money. So the mortgage interest rates are going to be going up. Our mortgage loans are available. Interest rates are only going to be more expensive by this time next year. So those are the two biggest reasons for buying that house right now. Prices will continue to rise, and mortgage interest rates are projected to increase.
That's a good 1-2 punch. Definitely good reasons to get in.
Right in the left.
Something else we talked about as well. Start reading the tea leaves when it comes to how you're feeling about the economy. Mm-hmm. Chances are outstanding you feel a little more secure in your job right now. Chances are outstanding you're building up your savings. Maybe you're reducing debt right now. At the same time, your financial situation is improving, say, compared to a couple of years ago when, you know, you weren't really feeling good about your job or anything else. Just read the tea leaves. You know, project them into the future and see whether or not now's the time to do it. And by all means, jump in. The water's fine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And some people, a lot of people, Chrissy, still think they don't qualify for a mortgage.
Yes.
And if you think you don't qualify for a mortgage, folks, you're probably wrong.
Get in the bank. Talk to them.
You are probably wrong. So the very first thing that you ought to do after you select your realtor is make sure you get with a good lender and ask your realtor who the lender would be, and then just talk to them. Or if you want to just get a sense of what kind of a mortgage you'd qualify for right now, you could even go on the internet and say mortgage loans. People like Quicken are on the internet, and they've all got CAN programs there that you can punch in your data, and you can get a sense of what it is you would qualify for. But the best way to do it is to get with a reputable lender, and your local realtor can tell you who a reputable lender is. Give them a call and say, look, my name is Joe Jones, and I'm thinking about buying a house in 3-4 months. I'd like to buy in this price range, in this rough area. Tell me what I qualify for. And every lender in the country, folks, uses the same big number cruncher, because rightly or wrongly, and I think it's more wrong than right, the mortgage loan rules are all written in Washington, D.C. by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And you say, well, John, how can that be? Well, it's because nobody services their own loans anymore. They sell them to Fannie and Freddie, who repackage them as mortgage-backed securities, and that's how the mortgage business stays liquid.
Yep.
But, get a hold of that lender, see what you qualify for, and even if you don't qualify for something right now, find out why you don't, and you can begin to repair it. So two biggest reasons to buy that house now: prices will continue to rise, mortgage interest rates are projected to increase, and either way, you're paying a mortgage. You're either paying it for your landlord or paying it for yourself. Homeowners have a net worth of about 45 times that of renters, and that's
amazing.
A lot of money. And Chrissy, I see we're coming to the end of the segment. So, folks, thank you very much for listening. But those are the reasons why you ought to be buying a house now, because prices are going up and interest rates are only getting higher.
Good stuff.
Thanks for listening.
We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Cheap is small, and not too steep, but best of all.
Hey guys, Kristen Agopian here for MonogramAtHome.com. The economy's on the rise. You may be thinking about finally breaking away from a job you felt stuck in for years. Or you're raising a family and looking for an ideal work-from-home opportunity. Or a college student or retiree who wants to supplement your income. Monogram at Home is an exciting nationwide company now accepting new ambassadors for its luxurious, affordable line of personalized gift products. They make it easy to get started with online training, your own website, and support from other highly successful ambassadors. Perfect gifts for every event. Home decor, essentials for the kitchen and bar, jewelry, so much more. All of which can be beautifully monogrammed to keep or give as gifts for birthdays, weddings, graduations, holidays, anniversaries. Items in constant demand. And MonogramAtHome.com wants you as one of their ambassadors. Log on to MonogramAtHome.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about your go-to easy, not hard, not complicated, easy financial moves to harness the incredible power that 2018 has coming at us, guys. Look at the headlines. Just weed through all of the chaff. My God, there's a bunch of negative news out there about the economy. Nice try, because the economy is on a huge upswing, and I want you guys riding the wave in every way possible, paying down that debt, building up those investment portfolios. The government's not going to take care of you in retirement, guys. We'd all love to think so. I'm one of the laziest slobs on earth. I'd love to think the government's going to take care of me. Not going to happen. You guys are in charge of your retirement. You guys are in charge of your finances. And the best news is, you are the best ones to be in charge of your finances. No one knows your finances better than you. You know what your dreams are. You want the bigger house? Want to move from the apartment into the house? Want to get the college debt paid off? Want to get your retirement just completely grand slam ready to go? 2018 is your ammo to make it happen. We talked before the break, talked about paying down the debt. Just make it happen. Don't make me come and find you. You've got more money coming in than before. You deserve every penny of it. You know what you deserve even more? All that money coming in and zero debt by the end of next year. How freaking fabulous would that feel? I'm here to ask you, and you've got every bit of the power in your hands to make it happen. All right, so again, I'm surrounded by paper. You guys are the best, sending me all these notes, all the stuff that you're doing. Here's a great bit here, and I'm sorry I don't have the name of who sent this to me, but one of the best things you can do, review the past year. You may not be the best person at recording, you know, all of your statements, all of your payments, all of your whatever, but chances are you've got some electronic thing online where you can check and see where you plowed the most money in last year. Take a look and see what happened. Was it your car that kept dying on you that needed more money? Maybe you think about buying a new one this year, a smart one, a used car, something, or a really well-priced new one. Go out there, do your homework. It's your money. Make it work for you. Think about where you spent the most money. Was it on an outdated heating system for your house, or are your air conditioners shot? You spent more for that last year than you did in years past because your air conditioners are getting old. You want to invest in new ones. That's the kind of money-making moves I want you guys to research and make happen. Here's the next thing I want you to do. We talked about this before the Dad and Daughter Talk real estate segment. Go through your finances. Just grab a cup of coffee, review all your 2017 finances from January up until now, and write down, just figure it out, bite the bullet, how much you spent on money out, how much you spent on food out, how much money you spent. And I'm talking about, here's the third wire for me, here's the third rail for me, even how much coffee you had going out to get the coffee out at your local convenience store, whatever. If I went out and got coffee at the convenience store every time I had coffee, I'd have no money in the bank. I have that much coffee. You know me. You know this is true. Just think about even from a standpoint of how much you spent on coffee out. Okay? Then think about how much you spent on breakfast and lunch and dinner out because you were exhausted, you were pooped, you didn't want to have to cook. I get it. But think about, put those numbers together. How many hours of work did it take for all of those unnecessarily expensive meals out when you could have cooked at home? And I'm not talking about something fancy schmancy Royal Eats. I'm talking about throwing a couple of hot dogs in the pot, fry up a couple of eggs, put your food in that crock pot for a restaurant quality meal at about 90% off restaurant quality prices. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Tell me how much you spent eating out. Get an idea in your head as to how much you thought it was. Just guesstimate it and then bite the bullet, man. Start adding up those numbers and seeing how much you spent. That's what I'm talking about. People are, and everybody out there, different walks of life. Some people like to go to the movies every week. I get it. I've got kids. I love going to the movies with them. How much is that costing you? What if you waited for the DVD? You waited an extra 2 weeks, got the DVD, had all the neighborhood kids over as well, and enjoyed it there. Be the groundbreaker for these kind of moves, because I'm here to tell you, your neighbors, the ones that you think have got everything, every I dotted and T crossed, trust me, they got money stuff going on too. They'd love to save a couple of bucks. Especially now that Christmas is over, Hanukkah's wrapping up, people are going to be, maybe want to tighten their belts a little bit just to offset the magnificent spending that we all found ourselves doing for the Christmas holidays. I get that, too. You were the ones in charge, guys. That's the best news in the world. There is no one better to take hold of your finances and milk this amazing upcoming 2018 economy to your full benefit. You guys, this is... We keep talking about the jet fuel, how the economy is being jet fueled. That translates to your finances getting jet fueled. You guys have been working like dogs. I get the emails. I get the texts. You guys have never worked so many hours at a job that you didn't know you were going to get. You were going to have that the next month, the next quarter. People were downsized. People had, more bills coming in and the money coming in was lower. The bills coming in were higher. I got all of those notes. 2018 is going to be unbelievable. 2017 is where things really started to turn around. People were feeling far more secure in their jobs. That's going to get even better in 2018. People were feeling far more secure in their finances. That's going to get even better in 2018. Whatever you do for a living, chances are outstanding. People are going to need more of it in 2018. Start planning ahead. Start relieving your mind of this worry. I'm not going to have my job. Chances are excellent. You will. Oh, I'm not going to get that raise. Chances are excellent. You will. In 2017, I heard from 30-somethings, even some 40-somethings, that had never gotten a decent raise before. They got maybe this is the inflationary rate, maybe a 2% raise. In my mind, that's just, it's not kind enough to workers. 2% raise is kind of like, meh. I'm hearing from people for the first time in their working lives that they got a 10% raise over the last year, and their minds were blown. It was just unbelievable. You know why? Because your employers need you more than ever. Their numbers are looking better and better. They want to keep you on board because they're afraid you might go on to that even higher paying job, which you just might. Keep that door open. 2018 is going to be your year. 2017 is when so many of us got a marvelous leg up when it came to our finances. 2018 is going, in my small opinion, based on my research, 2018 is going to put 2017 in the dust. Magnificent, amazing, incredible opportunities of 2017 are going to be hugely eclipsed by the incredible economic reality waiting for you in 2018. And there are ways to harness it and take it to the moon. And there are ways to kind of, I'll just sit back and wait for a couple extra bucks. Yeah, let's go out to eat. Let's do whatever. I know how hard you work. You deserve a year in which you don't need to worry about money so much. And 2018 is going to be one of the first years in a long time where you make that happen. One more thing I got to say here before the break. When we're planning for 2018, know your information ahead of time. Start writing stuff down. Case in point, Shayna T, listening in from WCFO in Atlanta. She's got a huge number of friends. She adores them. She loves them. She's had maybe one wedding to go to, two weddings to go to for the last few years. She is now planning. It's on the calendar. She has 9 weddings in 2018. Why? Look at the news out there. People are feeling more fabulous about their finances. They're getting it done. You are going to see more weddings coming up. You're going to see more babies coming up for the friends and family and neighbors that you know and love. Plan for that as well. It's all good. Guys, the time has flown. Send me your best stuff. I want to keep hearing from you. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.